3 up 3. It's Primetime Sports. We are coast to coast on the Sportsnet Networks. Bob McCowan and Stephen Brunt here. Mike Breen, NBA's play-by-play voice for ESPN, will join us in a bit. ESPN will have all-access coverage of the Toronto Raptors tomorrow in advance of their game against the Philadelphia 76ers. We'll talk a bit to Mr. Breen about that. The NHL welcomes Seattle to the National Hockey League. Jim Houston will be with us to converse about that. Before we get to those things, he is certainly familiar to Canadian baseball fans, particularly Blue Jay fans, after he threw him a no-hitter against them last season. He's been named the 2018 Tip O'Neill winner by the Canadian Baseball Hall of Fame. He has been a Seattle Mariner. He is now a New York Yankee. James Paxton joins us on the phone. Congratulations on the Tip O'Neill Award, first of all. And I don't know, is it congratulations, condolences, or what on the trade? How do you feel about going to the New York Yankees?
Well, first of all, thank you very much. I appreciate it. I'm honored to win this award. And, you know, I think it is an exciting thing for me to be going to the Yankees. You know, I loved my time in Seattle, loved my teammates and fans there. It was a great experience. But I understand what's going on there, and I'm very excited to be joining a team in New York that's looking to compete for a World Series.
Now, you're a BC kid, so you played as close to home as you can play and be in the major leagues, and now your friends and family are going to have to travel all the way across the country. How do they feel about this?
Yeah, it's going to be a little bit more of a trip, for sure. You know, it used to be a two-hour drive, and now it's about a four-and-a-half, five-hour flight. Mm-hmm. So I'd say that the trips will be a little bit, you know, further in between, but hopefully for longer periods of time. Yeah, I'm hoping lots of people, friends and family, still come out and see me.
Hey, James, we were just talking about the teardown in Seattle, and obviously the deal that sent you to the Yankees is part of that. Did you think that was coming at the end of this past season? Did you have any sense that that was in the offing?
I think I felt like it was a possibility. I thought that we had some great talent there and some really good pieces. You know, I think that there's, you know, obviously two directions they could have gone. They could have gone out and spent some money and, you know, brought in some more talent, which is, you know, I think we were really close. I mean, we won 89 games, which some years will get you into a wildcard game. Mm-hmm. But this year, I'm pretty sure both wildcard teams were 100-win teams. So, you know, I think it is a few more pieces, and we could have been really close to that. That being said, you know, this teardown that they are doing was definitely the other path that they could have gone, and that's obviously what they chose, which is too bad, you know, for the fans in Seattle. It's going to be a rebuilding for a couple seasons here, but hopefully they can get things turned around there in Seattle.
I would think that, you know, if you're on a team that's going to do that, you want to be one of the guys that's leaving town, though, don't you? Isn't that the... You know, I would think for some of your former teammates left behind, it's not going to be a whole lot of fun this year.
Yeah, losing is never fun. You know, the fun part about competing and, you know, playing baseball is winning. Winning makes everything better. And being a part of a rebuild is definitely challenging, although you do need to have some pieces in place that are going to groom those young players into the players that they need to be. And I think they still have some of those guys in Seattle that'll do a good job of that for them. But it is tough to be a part of a team that you know is not going to be competing for a, you know, postseason berth.
You're 30 years old now, and but I think you can remember being a kid, and I would have to think that playing baseball as a kid, at some point you romanticized about being with one of the truly legendary, if not notorious, franchises in the game. And among them, maybe at the top of that list, would be the New York Yankees. Have you contemplated what that will be like when you step on the field as a Yankee in Yankee Stadium for the first time?
Yeah, I've definitely done some thinking about it. My grandma actually told me that she asked me when I was really young. I didn't remember this, but she did. She asked me who I wanted to play baseball for when I grew up, and I guess I told her the New York Yankees. And now that's going to be happening. So that's pretty special. And you know, I'm really excited to be a part of a team that has such a great history and tradition, commitment to winning. I mean, it's just going to be a great experience.
How about moving over to the American League East? You know, you're obviously the Yankees Red Sox rivalry is probably as hot now as it's ever been. You know, it also means we're going to see a bit more of you in Toronto, or at least playing the Toronto Blue Jays than we have in the past.
A lot more, actually.
Yeah, well, yeah, a lot more. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I'm really excited to be a part of the rivalry between the Yankees and Boston. You know, that's going to be so much fun. I love energetic crowds, and you know, all of the intensity behind that is going to be fantastic. I'm really looking forward to that. As far as playing in Toronto, will be great to be spending more time in Canada. You know, I think we play 19 games versus Blue Jays. I'm not sure how many of those are in Toronto, but I'd say a number, 9 or 10, obviously.
Yep.
So that'll be great. You know, I've got some family and friends in Toronto, and those games will be on TV across Canada for my friends in British Columbia to watch, so that'll be great.
Would you consider yourself a New York kind of guy? Seattle is very much more laid back. New York is New York. It's not for everybody. Is it for James Paxton?
We'll find out. I've done some visiting there, and I've enjoyed the city. It's a great city. I wouldn't say per se that I'm a city guy. But I do enjoy New York. It's a great experience, and my wife and I are really looking forward to it.
Do you have plans? I mean, you know, people think of people who move to New York, and you immediately think of Manhattan. Although there's plenty of other boroughs that you could go to, or you could theoretically go up to Connecticut or one of the surrounding states. Have you thought about where you want to live? Are you planning on being a New York kind of guy?
Yeah, my wife and I have been talking about that. We're still trying to kind of nail down where we're going to be living. We don't have kids at the moment, so one of our thoughts was that it would be fun to, explore the city and be living in the city.
Sure.
And, say that we did that. So that would be kind of cool. But we'll see how things shake out here once we do some more research and all that.
What are your plans for the rest of the off season?
Well, right now I am in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, where my wife's family is from, and spending some time here, trying to stay warm. It's 24 degrees outside right now.
Whoa!
So, it's pretty snowy.
Plans for the holidays? Back to BC, or will you stay at with your wife's family? Do you know yet?
Well, we're switching off years. Last year I was with my family in Ladner, and this year we are with Katie's family here in Eau Claire. So we'll be spending the holidays here. I do have a couple fishing trips planned back in the Pacific Northwest with my brother and some friends from over there. So that'll be fun to get back over there a little bit more.
Diplomatic, a good idea in a marital situation. Listen, congratulations again on the Tip O'Neill Award. Congratulations again to being dealt to the New York Yankees. You'll get a chance to play for a team that we expect will be very good and presumably will compete with the Boston Red Sox for the American League East title during the regular season and then on to the postseason. And that's an experience that I think you will relish.
Yeah, and we'll see you in spring training for the first time. Welcome to Florida.
Yeah, we'll see you in Florida, too.
Yeah, thank you very much. Appreciate it. Thank you guys for having me on.
Enjoy the time in New York, and happy holidays to you and your family. Thanks a lot, James.